Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today we will unlock the book The Life of Lazarillo de Tormes. It is a novel written by an unknown Spanish author in the 16th century. It tells the story of a young boy named Lazarillo, who is forced to become a servant after his father is thrown in prison. The novel follows Lazarillo as he goes through a series of masters, each one teaching him a valuable lesson about survival and human nature. Through his experiences, Lazarillo becomes a skilled and cunning individual, able to navigate the harsh realities of Spanish society. The novel is a satire, using humor and irony to criticize social norms and institutions. Why is the author unknown? It is likely due to the nature of the book itself. The Life of Lazarillo de Tormes is a picaresque novel, which was a popular genre during the 16th century in Spain. Picaresque novels were often written anonymously and featured a first-person narrative by a lower-class protagonist who navigates the societal and moral issues of their time. Additionally, the subject matter of The Life of Lazarillo de Tormes would have been considered controversial during the time it was written. The novel presents a critical view of the Catholic Church and the Spanish aristocracy, and the author may have chosen to remain anonymous to avoid potential backlash or persecution. Furthermore, the anonymity of the author may have been a literary device used to emphasize the themes of the novel, such as the lack of social mobility and the mistreatment of the lower classes. By not attaching a name to work, the author allows the reader to focus on the experiences of Lazarillo and the broader societal issues being addressed, rather than the identity of the person writing it. Overall, the anonymity of the author of The Life of Lazarillo de Tormes can be attributed to the nature of the picaresque genre, the controversial subject matter, and the use of anonymity as a literary device. Moreover, this novel is of great significance. First, it is one of the earliest examples of a picaresque novel, a genre that would become extremely popular in Spain and other parts of Europe in the centuries following its publication. Second, it is a commentary on the social and economic conditions of 16th century Spain, depicting the struggles of a poor, illiterate boy as he navigates the corrupt world of the rich and powerful. Third, the book is a satirical critique of the Catholic Church, exposing the hypocrisy and greed of its leaders, and the negative effects on the poor and marginalized. Overall, The Life of Lazarillo de Tormes remains an important work for its innovative storytelling, social commentary, and critique of religious institutions. It remains a highly regarded and influential work of Spanish literature to this day. Now, we will discuss this Spanish novel in three parts. In part one, we will provide a plot of Lazarillo's life. In part two, we will analyze the key characters, including Lazarillo and his five masters and his family. In part three, we will discuss the style, theme, and symbol. Let us start with the background information first. The Life of Lazarillo de Tormes is a novel written in the 16th century by an unknown author, likely from Spain. It is believed to have been published anonymously due to the controversial nature of the content, which addresses social issues such as poverty and class struggle. The novel is structured as a picaresque, following the life of its titular character, Lazarillo, as he navigates the difficulties of life in Spanish society. Lazarillo is born into poverty and must rely on his wits and cunning in order to survive. He encounters various figures, such as a blind man, a greedy priest, and a treacherous squire, who exploit him for their own gain. Through these experiences, Lazarillo learns to adapt and survive in a society where the poor are often marginalized and mistreated. The novel was likely influenced by the social and economic changes taking place in Spain during the 16th century. The country was experiencing growth and expansion, but also increased inequality and poverty. The novel offers a critique of the societal norms and power dynamics of the time, highlighting the struggles of the lower classes and the need for social justice. Overall, The Life of Lazarillo de Tormes provides a unique perspective on the struggles and experiences of the poor in early modern Spain. Its anonymous publication and controversial themes reflect the challenging social and political climate of the time. Now, how about going back to the title, The Life? Lazarillo de Tormes was born and raised in the village of Tormes. This village is located in the province of Salamanca, in Spain, during the 16th century. The early life of Lazarillo in the book is shrouded in mystery. We do not know much about his childhood or his family, as the book focuses primarily on his experiences as a young man. What we do know is that Lazarillo was born and raised into a poor family in the village of Tormes in the city of Salamanca. His father was a cobbler, and his mother was a laundress. It is likely that Lazarillo grew up in a small, cramped home in the slums of the city. As a child, Lazarillo would have had to help his parents with their work to make ends meet. He may have accompanied his father to the market to sell shoes or helped his mother wash clothes in the river. Life would have been hard and unforgiving, with little time for play or leisure. Despite these hardships, Lazarillo emerged as a resilient and resourceful young man, ready to take on the world. He quickly learned how to fend for himself in the harsh world of the streets. He was adept at finding food and shelter and was not afraid to take risks to survive. In Lazarillo's adolescence, he is forced to become a servant to various masters in order to survive. Through these experiences, Lazarillo learns many valuable lessons about the world and how to navigate it in order to succeed and be independent. One of the most notable aspects of Lazarillo's experiences as a servant is the wide variety of masters he serves. From a blind man to a miserly priest, Lazarillo encounters a diverse range of personalities and circumstances. This exposure to different types of people allows Lazarillo to develop a keen sense of observation and adaptability, as he must quickly learn how to navigate each master's unique quirks and demands in order to survive. Another important aspect of Lazarillo's experiences as a servant is the way in which he must constantly use his wit and cunning to outsmart his masters and overcome the challenges he faces. For example, when Lazarillo is forced to steal food for his blind master, he cleverly uses his knowledge of the local area to find hidden sources of food and avoid being caught. This resourcefulness and cunning help Lazarillo to survive in a harsh and unforgiving world, and also allow him to gain a sense of control and agency over his own life. In Lazarillo's adulthood, his marriage and the birth of his children are significant events that reveal important aspects of his character and the society in which he lives. To some extent, Lazarillo's marriage and the birth of his children highlight the harsh realities of life in 16th century Spain. It also reveals Lazarillo's own character traits, such as his determination to succeed and his lack of concern for others. He marries a woman named Pablos, who is a poor, illiterate woman from a lower class background. This marriage is significant because it shows that Lazarillo, despite being a cunning and resourceful person, is still limited by the social and economic conditions of his time. He is unable to marry someone from a higher social class and must settle for a woman from a similar background. The birth of their children is also significant because it reveals Lazarillo's lack of concern for their well-being. He is more focused on his own survival and advancement in society and is indifferent to the needs of his children. This is seen when he neglects his son, leaving him to fend for himself, and when he forces his daughter to become a street vendor at a young age. The old age of Lazarillo de Tormes, the protagonist of the book The Life of Lazarillo de Tormes, is shrouded in mystery. Lazarillo is a young boy when the story begins, and we follow him through his various trials and tribulations as he grows older and becomes a man. However, the novel ends abruptly, leaving us with no information about Lazarillo's later years. There is some speculation that the book was written in the 16th century, which would mean that Lazarillo would have reached old age in the 17th century. However, there is no concrete evidence to support this claim. One possibility is that Lazarillo may have died at a relatively young age, given the many challenges and hardships he faced throughout his life. He was born into poverty and had to rely on his wits and cunning to survive, enduring hunger, abuse, and betrayal at the hands of those he trusted. It is also possible that Lazarillo managed to overcome these challenges and lived a long and fulfilling life. He was a resourceful and resilient individual, and he may have found success in his later years. Regardless of what happened to Lazarillo in his old age, it is clear that his life was full of struggle and hardship. He was forced to navigate a harsh and unforgiving world, and his story serves as a reminder of the struggles faced by many during this time period. In the end, the old age of Lazarillo de Tormes remains a mystery, adding to the intrigue and fascination of this enduring literary classic. Above all, the protagonist's life in Spain in 16th century is full of hardships and struggles. In next chapter, we will make an analysis of key characters in this novel.